This is Unlike, a Star Wars original trilogy fanfic written by an author who has orphaned this work and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG and contains the pairing Boba Fett, Leia Organa, with additional tags for alternate universe, canon divergence, established relationship, alternate opening of episode 5. Author's notes. This has been sitting in my drafts for several days now, so I just decided to post it. Kanye shrug. Han. Leia steps between them. Put away the blaster.
No chance of that, princess,
Han says, shaking his head. He sidesteps her to resume aiming his blaster at Boba Fett's visor.
Don't you know who he is?
Chewbacca rumbles.
That's right, Chewie, Han agrees. He is trouble.
You're one to talk, Leia scoffs, unimpressed. And yes, I know who he is.
Come to collect the praise on my head?
Han asks Fett, doing his best to ignore the way Leia tries to pierce him with her burning gaze.
Well, you're tough out of luck. I'm not going anywhere, so I suggest you—
Han! Leia reaches out and puts a hand on his wrist, her touch feather light and warm through her gloves. When he doesn't relent, she begins to apply pressure.
Listen to me. You can't trust him, Han says, incredulous.
He meets her gaze. Hers is unflinching.
She has no intention of backing down, he realizes. She hasn't before. Why would she start now? Yes, she can,
Fett intones, his pulse rifle still lowered, speaking for the first time since Chewie and Han entered the room. Han's eyes narrow.
Oh yeah? On what grounds? What's stopping you from delivering her straight to the Empire the first chance you get?
Fett's helmet tilts, subtle.
We have an understanding. An understanding?
Han echoes, raising his eyebrows. He turns incredulously back to Leia.
Your worship!
Leia holds up a hand, effectively cutting him off. I don't have time for this, she says, her burning gaze flickering between the bounty hunter and the smuggler. What's done is done, she tells him, making the effort to soften her voice, but unable to keep the edge out. And we need all the help we can get. You know that. Han opens his mouth to protest, but Leia breezes past him and exits into the south passage in a blur of Alderaani white before he can speak.
Then, after the automatic door hisses closed, it's just Han, Chewie, and Fett in the empty medbay, standing on opposite ends of the room.
The air is cold and still. Han shakes his head.
I don't like this,
he mutters to Chewie, then decides to approach Fett, his blaster still in his hand.
Listen, pal, if anything happens to her...
Boba Fett shifts his weight, turning toward the door.
Leia has nothing to worry about, he says.
Han resists the urge to flinch at hearing her name coming out of the bounty hunter's mouth.
Not from me.
And there's an implication in there. Han can hear it. It makes his nostrils flare. Han's posture goes rigid.
Well, he says, his mouth thinning into a flat line. The Rebellion has enough trouble coming its way as it is, so...
He huffs.
Her worship better not have anything to worry about.
His words are met with silence.
Han's jaw clenches. Chewie growls behind him.
Fett starts toward the door. It opens, but he stops in the doorway, turning his helmet in Han and Chewie's direction.
I'm here for her, Solo. Not you. Not the Rebellion. Remember that.
With that, the bounty hunter steps out. The door hisses shut behind him. Han heaves a sigh, scrubbing a hand across his face.
Let's keep an eye on him, Chewie,
he says finally.
The Wookiee rumbles in agreement. There's no telling what he'll do when her back is turned.
They follow Fett out into the South Passage, hurrying to catch up.
The end.
Reader's notes. I just love this little interaction so much. It's been in my to-be-read or to-be-recorded pile for quite a while. This podfic is recorded as a gift for Blue Geek EM because I am dragging you down into the Leia Boba pit with me, and I'm not sorry about it. As well, to everyone else who's listening, thank you. I hope you enjoyed it.